attentive.
You, O Lord, shall keep and preserve us. Save me, O Lord, for the godly man has failed.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. He who teaches, in his teaching. He who exhorts, in his exhortations. He who contributes, in liberality. He who gives aid, with zeal. He who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them.
Peace be to you, the reader. Hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
Your spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, getting into a boat, Jesus crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on his bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Rise, take up your bed and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men.
Good morning. Sometimes when we read the Bible, both the Old and New Testaments, we get a mixed message in a way. Is God wrathful? Is God merciful? Is he both wrathful and merciful? There are examples of God's wrath and God's mercy in both of the Testaments. According to the Psalms, God both strikes down and raises up. One example of God's wrath comes from the life of the prophet Elijah, whose memory we celebrate later this month. The idolatrous king Ahaziah once took a fall from a height and was injured, unable to get up from his bed. The idolatrous king Ahaziah then sent messengers to pray to the false god Baal Zebub and the god of Akron about his recovery. The prophet Elijah called down fire from heaven and destroyed the idolatrous king's messengers. Then God sent the prophet Elijah to the idolatrous king, who was still unable to stand, and God told the prophet Elijah to say to the king, "Thus says the Lord, because you have sent messengers to inquire about Zabub, the god of Akron, is it because there is no God in Israel to inquire of his word? You shall not leave the bed to which you have gone, but you shall surely die." This was the message from God announced by the prophet Elijah. The unrepentant and idolatrous king did not receive mercy, did not receive healing, and died. The invalid did not receive God's mercy. In today's gospel reading, we learned about another invalid, the paralytic, right? God showed his mercy on the invalid in today's gospel reading. Christ told him, "Rise, take up your bed, and go home." Even greater than this, Christ told him, "Your sins are forgiven." However, some of the scribes may have still preferred God's wrath over God's mercy. Some of the scribes questioned why Jesus was offering forgiveness of sins and viewed Jesus' words as blasphemy. Perhaps they simply knew that only God could forgive sins and didn't understand Jesus as God. But perhaps they also preferred God's wrath over God's mercy. Other similar stories appear in the Gospels where Christ's healings were criticized by some because they happened on the Sabbath day. There is a great spiritual danger to us all to prefer God's wrath over God's mercy. There is God's wrath in the Bible, as we read earlier about the prophet Elijah. But should we prefer God's wrath over God's mercy? Sometimes we fall into this error. Sometimes we may wish God's wrath on others. Sometimes we may wish to see others pay for what they have done. Sometimes we prefer God's wrath over God's mercy. St. Paul warned the Romans, "Who are you to judge another man's servant? Judgment and godly wrath are the Lord's, not ours. God will deal with all justly in his judgment." St. John Chrysostom also explains that being angry is not a transgression, but being so unseasonably. For this reason, the prophet David also said, "Be angry, but do not sin." In today's gospel lesson, Christ told the invalid, the paralytic, to take courage. What does this mean? It might be an assurance that the invalid's sickness is not caused by his own sins. It may be a challenge to the common idea in Christ's time that sickness was caused by some past misdeed. So Christ does not only restore the man physically, but also spiritually and emotionally. He tells him to take courage and that his sins are forgiven. God's mercy extends not only to the invalid, but also to those who saw the miracle. God did not strike down the scribes who saw the miracle and who also had evil thoughts in their hearts, but rather, God allowed them to witness the miracle and gave them the chance to change their minds about Christ. St. John Chrysostom commented on God's mercy, how God still allowed those with evil thoughts to see his miracles. St. John Chrysostom said, commenting on this passage, quote, "For even the God of all, having power to launch his thunderbolt against them that blaspheme him, makes the sun to rise and sends forth the showers of rain and gives them all other things in abundance, whom we ought to imitate. And so let us entreat, advise, admonish with meekness, not with anger, not making ourselves wild beasts," unquote. St. John Chrysostom is clear, let us imitate God's mercy, not his wrath. So again, we read the Bible. In both the Old and New Testaments, we find examples of God's wrath and God's mercy. What should we imitate? Again, St. John Chrysostom, when commenting on today's gospel lesson, encourages us to imitate God's mercy. St. John Chrysostom profoundly said, "Gentleness, gentleness, I say, is mightier than any force." By gentleness and mercy, our souls can be transformed by God's grace. By gentleness and mercy, our relationships with others can be transformed by God's grace. By gentleness and mercy, our outlook on life can be transformed by God's grace. May we then choose to imitate God's gentleness and mercy in our lives. Amen.